And I'ma head out. Bro. We're in Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to... Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. We're in Vegas, right? Having a good time. Kicking it. We go to this bar. I think it was Marquee. Shout out to Joe Hembree, man. Joe... Look, without Joe, none of this shit would have happened. The things that we did in Vegas, none of it would have happened. I think all I put up was like 200 and like 210 bucks for all of us to stay in this house. Not like me. It was like 11 of us, right? All in one house. We stayed over in Candia Court. But my Vegas experience, Ron, I got to tell you, because you said that you're going. It was fun. Like, it was a lot of fun. Like, you meet cool people. But let me tell you this, though. Like, the women there are a lot more friendly because they know what the deal is. And a lot of them are married. A lot of them have, like, boyfriends and they got significant others. But they'll never tell you about it. And if they don't tell you about it, don't ask them. Because that's just going to, they're going to move on to the next dude. I'm being so serious,
bro. I don't want
to
know. I don't care.
Yeah. But listen, I'm just saying. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, you go out there, bro, right? We went to this bar call or this club. It was called, I think, was it Marquee? I think it was Marquee. We went to Marquee one night. Man, Joe managed to pay for our cabana. We had a cabana, right? And there was a pool right in front of our cabana. Like, so we all, and like, you have to dress up when you go out. Like, you got to look nice. You can't go in there wearing like tennis shoes, like a hoodie. You can't.
Oh, so you got to really dress up.
You really have to dress up. And like, I'd say like maybe like 85% of the venues, you got to dress up. So at least you got to wear the polo. You know what I'm saying? But when we went out, bro, I went out dressed. People thought I was a limo driver. It was ridiculous. But,
You said limo driver.
Yeah, man. They thought I was a limo driver. So like, we go out to Marquee, right? And one of the things, that a dude that put me on game was this guy named Princeton. Shout out to Princeton, man. I'm actually going to tag him in this video. Princeton showed, he was a bodyguard, or like, he was like kind of like the guy who was in charge of our tent, making sure that everything was cool, right? So while everybody's having a good time, bro, I'm outside. I'm trying to soak all this in because I can't believe that I'm in Vegas. I'm like, dude, like this is unreal. I can't believe I'm in Las Vegas. Like the air was like clean, well, not clean, but like the air was like warm and like, wind's blowing, dude. Chicks, beautiful chicks everywhere, man. It was amazing, bro. So, like, Princeton comes up to me. We start talking. Princeton's like, dude, so where are you from? I said, Kansas City. He goes, oh, yeah, I've never been there. I said, yeah, it's pretty boring. Like, you know, I was like, it's cool, but, like, it's not Vegas. He goes, oh, I get it. I understand. He was like, so what are you here for? I was like, I'm just here chilling with my friends. And he goes, all right, cool. Well, I just want to let you know, man, my name's Prince. If you need anything, and I mean anything, dude, I got you. I said, okay. So he walks off, and he goes, hey. I said, what's up, man? He goes, hey, man, how you doing? I said, good. He goes, you know what will make your night a little bit better? I said, what's that? He goes, you need chicks up here, bro. I said, well, how do I get them? He goes, dude, that's a part of my repertoire. That's what I do. He said, look. Point out all the girls that you want to come up to this cabana, and I'll round them up for you. I said, really? He goes, yeah, really. I said, any girl. He goes, yeah, I'll point out any girl, and we'll get them to come up. And I looked at him, and he's like, gave me this look like, bro, what, I'm not bullshitting you. I said, okay. He goes, point them out. I said, I want that one with the white dress, that one with the yellow dress, these two with the black dress. I want the chick by the palm tree. I want the girl that's walking out right over here. I want the girl right here. I want the Christ. Girl over here. I want the girl behind the DJ booth. I want the girl. And he goes, oh, okay, hold on. So you want her. And I was like, yeah. Bro, Princeton went out there and got all these chicks, bro. And like, we had girls that were with us, and the girls that were with us didn't like that. So, like, they were like, bro, so Princeton, I'm talking to Austin. Austin Weiss was there. Shout out to Weiss. Joe was there. Chad was there. Jacob was there. Natalie. Naomi was there. Taylor Worrell was there. Amber Ducollenbeer. Brandon McCorkindale. It was, I think that was the whole crew. Oh, and Milena was there. The girls didn't like that, though. Like, I kind of thought they were like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? Bro, Princeton rounded up, like, 12 girls.
Jesus.
All bad, bro. But, you know, here's the messed up part. So when he rounded them up, they started playing. He came up, he goes, hey, these are the girls you asked for, right? He goes, hey, this is my buddy Christian here. Christian, hey, this is his buddy Joe's cabana. You guys have a good time, bro. So the girls came up, and the girls that were with us in our group were like, who are these skanks? But then they had the nerve to try to bring back coked out Australian dudes, try to bring them back to our crib, knowing these motherfuckers steal, probably. He asked me, You blow, mate. I said, huh? You blow. I said, do I who? Blow. I said, blow what? He goes, you know, it's right here. Like, I can't do an Australian accent, but like he was like, right here, you blow? And I said, no. Like, I was like, is that cocaine? He goes, shh.
It's crikey. He's crikey, mate.
It's cocaine, mate. Crikey. Crack. He was like, shh. He was like, you don't blow? I said, no. Bro, and I noticed one of his fingernails were longer than the other. So like his pinky nail. Mm-hmm. So he dug in a little bag with the hand. I don't need to
do cocaine to have fun.
Yeah. But they had a problem with the girls that came up to our cabana. That was weird. But yeah, dude, like Vegas, that Marquee's a good place to go. Omnia, that's another good place to go. God, we never made it to Hard Rock. But that was a good place to go. What else, man? Like, you could go in, like, for real. Dude, like, they got a... what was that place called? Tao? Tao's a good place. T-A-O? Tao? That's a good place to go. Like, everywhere, it's just so magnificent, bro. Like, chicks, like, girls are with the shit, man.
What are the pool parties like? Did you guys go to any pool parties?
No, but we, like, passed by them. So, like, there's a giant, like, a mall inside of one of these Vegas hotels. And, like, we seen people coming. Like, we could have went in there. Like, we didn't have to pay, like... So, like... They were coming out the pool, bro. You see chicks walking around, like, in the street. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Just wearing, like, bathing suits. Like, it was beautiful, dude. Beautiful. And with a place... So, Marquee is also a day club, but they do it. But no one gets in the water at night. Like, very rarely do people get in at night. I didn't see any. But, like, there was a pool. So, like, when you're walking outside, there's a club inside, there's a club outside. The club outside has the cabanas on each side, with a hot tub in there. Then there's a giant pool in the middle that you can walk on either side, right or left. And like, but nobody was in there. But the it changed colors, dude. They had a giant tiki torch. It's like a fire tiki torch. Like,
could you imagine being the only dude in there swimming? Everybody was you in there backstroking.
Like the girls are
butterfly
just like,
stroking. Yeah, shit.
unless you're Chris Brown, I mean, you could be the only dude in there. Like, oh my god, he's swimming. Or Justin Bieber or something. But dude, I'll say this though, like, you, when you come back from Vegas, you'll come back to KC like with a whole new mindset. You're just like, why can't we do that? And like, it's a bad mindset to have, because like, we work with what we got, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not gonna be Las Vegas. We're still coming up, you know, like entertainment wise. So, but you will have that, dude. Like, I can't approach a chick at Westport. Because you're getting a different kind of chick, like, out in Vegas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're getting a different kind of girl. Like, you know, a lot of the chicks at Westport, they're not the best quality. Like, I wouldn't... But same with Vegas. Like, I wouldn't try to wife up a chick from Vegas. Are you kidding me? No way in hell. Nor should you wife up a chick from Westport. But don't wife up any chicks.
Or from any club.
Or from any club. Don't ever do that. You have a one night stand, and next thing you know, you're cooking her breakfast and doing all that crazy shit. But you're gonna come back to KC with a whole new mindset, Rowan. It's gonna change. I hope you're ready for that change, because you're gonna come back like, you'll be like, man. Like, you'll have no problem. Like, if I ask you, hey, yo, what's going on? You're like, no, I'm good. Like, you'll be like that for a couple months. Like, you'll be like, nah, I'm good. Like, what's the point? Like, and then you're gonna realize how, like, what we do is repetitive, and you're gonna be like, nah, like, I'm chill. Like,
man, I can count on one hand probably the times where I rejected going out with you guys.
Well, look, dude. I mean, like, I thought about going out Saturday, but like, that's probably not gonna happen.
If we go out Sunday, I'm definitely not going out Saturday.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I do want to show my support for DJ Donna. Oh, yeah, she'll be out there March 16th. She told me on Snapchat.
Alehouse?
Yeah, I think so. And I think she'll be there for St. Paddy's Day, too. I wonder what time everything starts at Westport, because I don't want to get there early. Because, you know what? Here's what I would do. I would go there at, like, 8 and then leave at, like, 11. Like,
like, fair enough. If we do that, then I don't have to take off work the next day.
Yeah, like...
If we make it, like, a typical Westport night, then...
Oh, dude, no, you kidding me. Here's the thing. You can take off that. I still need my PTO hours, bro. I got a cruise coming up in April, so...
Who you going to cruise with?
Just some family, man.
That's gonna be fun, man.
Oh, dude, I'm trying to make all kinds of network. Like, I'm gonna talk to everybody, bro.
Hey, man, get your podcast.
Telling you, I need to make some business cards before I go. That's what I need to do. And I plan on doing so. Let's see here. And we're done here, right? We're done. You done?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.